Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
God, we love you and we praise you. We thank you for this great church with incredible people. God, I thank you, your hands on our lives. God, I thank you for the life of God in Christ. It's in each and every one of us. God, your hand's on us. God, you said you promised you'd never leave us nor forsake us, and we're counting on you today. God, we take every bit of our trust, every bit of what we're about, God, and we turn it over to you. God, we cast our care upon you. We give you our hearts again. God, I thank you today for that this is the day that you made, and this is the day of our salvation. And God, I thank you that everything works together for good, all things. Because we love you, God, and we're called according to your purpose. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said? Amen. Turn your Bibles. You bring your Bibles? Yes, turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. And let's look at number 16. How many of you guys want a good word today? Yes. Anybody on the internet wanting a good word? Anybody needing a good word today? Verse 6, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places, okay? Now listen, the world tries to blur the lines. But what David's writing here is, look, the lines are, look, it's clear cut. I'm going to stay in my lane. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. In the margin of your Bible, write a good future. See, it's not just about that, about the stuff. See, And where we are today, when we think of inheritance, we think of stuff. But he's talking about his future. And I believe our future. Yes, I have a good inheritance, a good future. Verse 7, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yes, now listen to this. My heart instructs me in the night seasons. You know, I'll tell you, we produced the Healed CD. How many of you guys have heard the Healed CD? Heard it. You know, I completely recommend it. It's interesting because I'll think about it. I'll think, well, I don't know. Maybe we ought to redo it because it's 10 years old or it's 11 or 12 years old. And then I'll listen to it again and I'll think, shoot, that's powerful. Just the presence of God. There's a piano bed that is laid underneath just 45 minutes of God's healing provision. But what that CD was designed to do, and listen to this carefully. It was designed to be like an IV drip of God's promise to heal, God's provision to heal. See, because I ran into so many people that had contracted cancer or had been diagnosed with something, and man, they said during the day, man, they'd have praise and worship on, and they'd have preaching on, and they'd have fellowship, but then at night when they went to bed, their mind kept running, and I believe that's when the enemy, the prince of the power of the air, the world tries to blur the lines. But right here it says that my heart instructs me in the night seasons. And let's go here for a second. Man, this is an amazing promise for us, okay? We're counting on God because our hearts are strong. Man, when our hearts aren't strong, when Jesus isn't truly the Lord of our lives, man, our hearts can't be strong, and it's difficult to trust. It's difficult to count on God. And here it is in the night seasons when you need that rest, and God promises us sweet rest. My heart for God instructs me. Not fear, not doubt, nor unbelief. See, my heart for God is what instructs me. It keeps the lines from being blurred in my life. And you combine it with Psalm 61:2. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. You know, Wednesday night, I preached about too many apps running in our lives, you know, that cell phones. I don't know if they still do this, but I know that a few years ago when I was instructed about this cell phone behavior, if you had too many apps running in your phone, it'd run your battery down, or it'd cause your phone to operate slowly. And so if you turn those apps off, and then my son Taylor showed me how to turn the apps off. And so I do it now every few days. You know, I'll think of it, and I'll think, oh, this, you know, I don't know if it runs slow anymore, but I know in my life it does. I know in my life when I have too much going on, when I have too many apps running in my life, that it It slows things down. And really, honestly, wears my battery down. And when my heart is overwhelmed or I have too many apps running in my life, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Man, you think about that when your heart's strong. And listen, the counsel of your heart instructs you in the night seasons. It's because, man, your life is based upon a rock that's stronger than you are. See, this rock is stronger than all of us put together. See, all God wants from us in our relationships, in our marriages, in our friendships, is what I remember when Sandy and I almost jointly got this revelation of agreement, how powerful agreement is. See, and your heart has to agree with God's word. And then your partner, your people that you're with have to agree with God's word. See, and you agree with God's word. The Bible says where two is touching anything, man, agree, man, it'll be done for you. Why? Because it glorifies God is what Matthew wrote. Lead me to a rock that's higher than I. You know, the important thing in our life with our hearts being this strong and regarding the next steps of our life is that there's ongoing revelation that happens in our life. And I truly believe that the strong times in my life, the strong points in my life, the times where I can look at it and think, oh my gosh, those were higher ground moments and, man, elevated times in my life where I've grown so much that, man, I'm on a plane that's much higher than I was before. It's due to ongoing revelation that was in my life. But that counters the rapid torment of the world. See, that's why we get revelation. It was probably 1979 or maybe early 1980 that I got revelation of God's healing power, his provision to heal. And at that time, man, it was so fresh, it was so powerful. I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to go to every hospital and every nursing, every hospice that I can find. I've got to go find people that need this message. It was burning within me. That's what revelation will do to you. It'll light a fire in you that's almost insatiable. But it burns out all the chaff of our life. But see, ongoing revelation is what's important. Because let me tell you something, man. I'm personally aware of over 7,700 promises in God's word that God's given us. But you know, I've thought about that a few times when I've made that comment that, man, there's multiplied times more than that. And you think about the promises of God. That are yes, and his promises are amen, or so be it. They're absolutes. See, we live in a world with very little absolutes. We live in a world where everything's getting shifted. It has to be societally correct, or it's got to pacify people, or it's got to entitle people. And you know what? God doesn't play that. All God says is, look, you stay within these lines. The lines are never blurred. Man, you keep your life right here. Man, you'll be blessed coming in and blessed going out. Man, you'll be free. You know what? Jesus calls himself the door. Listen to this now. Listen to how liberating this comment is. Jesus calls himself the door, that his sheep can go in and come out and find pasture. We're not confined within it. We don't walk in the door and that door slammed behind us and locked shut and we're stuck. No, we go in and we come out. We come in and we go out and we impact the world. The world doesn't have the impact on us anymore. Why? The lines aren't blurred anymore. But it requires ongoing revelation. Ongoing, the revealed knowledge of God where the word comes alive in your life and the word is more real to you than anything that you see or feel or experience. See, that's what revelation will do in your life. Like there's people that'll say, well, I just don't have faith for health, or I don't have faith for finances, or I don't have faith for one thing or another. And it's like, no, you just don't have revelation of God's promise in that area. Is this making sense to you? Because you should be taking notes. You should be writing this down. This should be something you're not just counting on your memory. Man, if you think about it, man, ongoing revelation that's in your life and it's just flowing in your life where, you know, you run into people. You run into Scott. And he'll say, man, where have you been in the Word? What have you been reading? And what he wants to get to is, man, what's God showing you in his Word? How's this dramatically affecting your life? How many of you guys, by a show of hands, can honestly say that God's Word has dramatically affected your life at one time or another in the past? Can I see your hands? Man, how in the world can we neglect that? See, the Bible talks about us not neglecting so great a salvation. And what, now listen, what is this salvation? Once you give your life to Jesus, once Jesus is the Lord of your life and you know you're going to heaven, how many of you guys are going to heaven? Anybody in here going to heaven? How many of you guys are never gonna smell the scent of hell? Anybody in here? Okay, once you get to that place, what was he talking about? Working out your salvation with fear and trembling. What's he talking about? Not neglecting so great a salvation. Because there's so much more. There's so much more. There is such a divine power in the revealed knowledge of God's word, the intimate knowing of God's word. There's such a power. You know, what part of your life do you feel powerless in? Man, there's such a power in God revealing his, because all he's doing, man, his word is his heart. He takes counsel in his word. All he's doing is he's opening up his heart and he's letting you in. Man, when God's word comes alive to you, man, remember the day where you'd read God's word and you'd think, man, I don't get it. I don't understand it, because your mind's carnal and the two don't mix. See, God's word's at a higher plane than common sense. God's word's at a higher plane than worldly wisdom. Man, let's go to Ephesians here, where I believe it makes it clear. Ephesians, the third chapter, and I'm gonna start on the 16th verse. And when we get to 19, it's going to be really clear to you. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened, strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Now think about how that relates to what I've just been talking about. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. My heart instructs me in the night seasons. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints that is, what is the width and length and depth and height. Now listen to 19. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's revelation. Do you want a perfect definition of the revelation of God's word that flows into our life? It's Ephesians 3:19. I mean, look at it again. Reread that in your Bible. Make sure that verse is marked in your Bible. Because I'm telling you, the days that we live in, the rapid torment of the world, the media, everything that we're dealing with, ongoing revelation is a must for you to be able to overcome. You can't live off a last month or last year or 1980 manna. Man, this has got to be God's bread, to do daily bread. To know the love of Christ. This is revelation, which passes knowledge, surpasses, outthrows, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Look at how it ties into verse 20. Man, we all love verse 20. Man, how many times have we quoted verse 20 in this church? Now to him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. But listen to the last phrase. According to the power that works in us. What's that power? Go back to verse 19. It's God's revelation. It's revelation of God's word. Go back to 19. Go back to verse 19. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able, now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ongoing revelation is where our power is. Man, there are so many people that are Christian and by name and church people, but without power. Without power over sin, without power over sickness, without power over poverty. Man, think about that. Think about if revelation hit the distribution center. Oh my gosh, I'm not coming for groceries or shoes or clothes. I'm coming for fresh revelation. Why? That revelation is power. See, we're in an election year right now. The election year is so fascinating. Why? Because By perception, it gives we the people the power to put people into office. By perception. But you know, you think about it, we're Christians now. The government that we live under now is on the shoulders of Jesus. So we have to go to that rock that's higher than we are. We have to go to that place when our heart's overwhelmed. What happens? Man, my heart, and man, when I get to that overwhelming place, what happens? My heart instructs me. Why? My heart's alive unto God. My heart's strong in God. Man, I've got a strong heart. Man, I'm strengthened with might in the inner man. I'll tell you, as this message was coming together, I saw God's hand just weaving it through his word. And you know what's interesting about it? That weave became a straight line. It was like, oh my gosh, God, this is so simple. These dots are so simple to connect. And what it does is these dots make the picture of a life to be envied. You think about it, that gives you power, that our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. I've got a manuscript of a book that's 15 years old up in my desk that I wrote. And the title of it is, You Can't Imagine. And that's what this is. You can't imagine. Think about your mind not being able to imagine. You can't wrap your mind around how great a life God offers us here. But it requires verse 19. And what is that? Ongoing revelation of his promise. Ongoing revelation of his word. Why? Revelation is power. It's wonder-working power that's in our lives. Isaiah 59:19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising sun. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. See, that's what God does. See, when the enemy comes in, how often is there an ongoing battle that you have with the enemy? Is there a day that goes by that the enemy's not poking at you, fiery darts at you? No. So it's ongoing. So doesn't it make sense to you that you ought to be feeding your inner man? That fresh revelation ought to be functioning and ongoing and daily in your life. Look what the Lord's done for me. Man, we think about it. And none of this is very deep. All of this requires effort. We have to have a can-do attitude. We have to be able to read God's word and say, okay, God, what do you have for me today? God, show me. God, I'm going to find you in your word. Man, it gets to the place where, man, somebody off the street could tear out a page of their Bible and hand it to you and say, prove there's a God. And you could prove there was a God. You could prove that God loved them in almost any page in God's word. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, don't you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. Live your life in such a way that you're living that prize-filled life. Man, run in such a way. In Hebrews 12:1, therefore we also, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. How do we do that? We go to the next verse, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. See, God's word, man, it's just coming alive right now. I sense this in my spirit. Man, God's word's coming alive to you here. There's hope. There's hope in God's promise. You just have to find that promise. And guess what? Man, you seek, you're going to find. You knock, the door's going to be open to you. You ask, you're going to be answered. See, it's all ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking. It's ongoing revelation of God's word. Are you guys, man, tell me this doesn't just hit home for you. There's amazing power in this. And then Jesus just sat down at the, I love that part of it in Hebrews 12. He despised the same, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And why? Because he makes intercession. He prays for us right now. You know, Jesus right now, that you're paying attention to the preaching of God's word, he's making intercession for you right now with the Father. Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God didn't consider it robbery to be equal with God. Why? That's what God's word, that's what his promise does for us in our lives. What God's word does, his promise, is it elevates us. It seats us in heavenly places with Christ. And where is he? At the right hand of the Father. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. See, that's what this brings. That's what fresh revelation in your life brings, is it brings God glory. See, and that's the bottom line for all this. It brings the glory of God to the Father. And then you know what? I'm just telling you, that's when all of heaven is open for our lives. Man, there's no interference. Man, there's no demonic strongholds that are holding us back and holding us down. No, all it is just God's word that opens up, listen, an entrance for us. And God's heart becomes my heart. So now my heart begins to instruct me. And as my heart instructs me, guess what? Fear and anxiety and depression and doubt and unbelief, they're not going to be teachers or instructors for me anymore. But see, it all goes back to ongoing revelation. It all goes back to Ephesians 3:19. Can we go back to that real quick? Ephesians 3:19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. And how many times in your life, how many days have you spent with thoughts like, I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. Man, how many of you guys have been in a situation where you left and you thought, oh my gosh, yeah, that I should have said this and I should have done this and I should have made this deal. It wasn't a good deal. I shouldn't have been so compliant. I shouldn't have been such a man pleaser. No, you know what? That's how the world does it. That's when you know there's a carnal mind that's working in your head. But you know what? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That requires ongoing revelation in your life. And listen, don't let the devil talk you out of this. Don't let the devil say to you, oh, you, what the heck is revelation? I still don't get it. No, you do. Okay, here, let me help you. To know the love of Christ, which passes the human knowledge that you've accumulated all through life. Man, it surpasses all of that. And that you may know and be filled with all the fullness of God. Man, filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that the apex? Is that the target for our lives? To be filled with all the fullness of God. Man, people poke you. People bump into you. People push you out of the way. The fullness of God just comes out of you. Not rage. Not the torment of the world. Man, the world wants to torment you. Nothing's changed. I think the speed of it's changed a little bit. So what do we do now? Man, we're not throwing counter punches. This isn't like a couple jabs and a right hook. No, you know what this is? Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. I'm filled with all the fullness of God. Man, think about that. Think about God's hand truly being upon your life. Why? To deliver his word to your heart. See, the attack that you're under, it's not an issue of money. It's not an issue of your health. It's an issue of your heart. See, with the enemy, with God, everything becomes a heart issue. Man, the Bible talks about a lying tongue. The Bible talks about gossip. What does the Bible say about gossip? It goes from the speaker's lips to the innermost part of the hearer's heart. You know, you may have a gap in your heart or a gap in your life or a diminished area in your life just because there's been a seed of gossip sown in the center of your heart. See, that's when you start picking this stuff up quickly, when you realize, oh my gosh, I've got to guard my heart with all diligence. Because out of my heart flows the issues of life. Out of my heart is where I'm going to combat everything. Out of my heart is where I'm going to win. Gosh darn it, I wish you could get this right now. I'm not kidding you. It is so simple. It is so easy. It just requires you planting your face, planting your eyes, planting your gaze on God's promise. Man, what's his promise for you today? I'll tell you, it starts with what you think and say. That's where the next step comes in your life. The world, your world is framed by your words. The worlds were framed by God's word. You'll think, oh my gosh, what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on in Europe and what's happening in our country and what's going on in Washington today? Do you understand? It's all been framed. And somehow it's going to work to our good pleasure. Somehow it's going to work out. But you know what? If we live by the knowledge that we have, go back to Philippians 3:19. What does it say? That surpasses knowledge. It surpasses knowledge. It's like, okay, what's going on? Oh, I hear people say, oh, it seems like there's an agenda in the administration. There's an agenda in Washington. It's like, yeah, no duh. I get it. There's an agenda at Walmart. Oh, they're so nice. They're so helpful. Yeah, I get it. You buy stuff. There's an agenda at that car store. There's an agenda with a realtor. Let me just help you. All the world is full of agendas. But you know, what's God's agenda? To know the love of Christ, which passes, to know, and you know what? We're not learning strategy here. We're learning love here. The love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. You'll think, oh, my boss doesn't like me, but God loves me. And if God's for me, what's the word say? What is that again? If God's for me, you guys, come on, somebody's got to help me. I know that if God's for me, what? Dear God, you know the word. You've just been playing dumb. You can do this. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. And when Christ came upon the man Jesus, he was 100% man, 100% God. God's love began to spew over the earth. You wonder why Peter followed him? You wonder why they're walking by Matthew when he was standing on the porch, why he jumped off the porch to follow Jesus? You wonder how all this, when still at the point after the resurrection when they saw him, they still doubted him. Why did they hook up with him in the first place over 3 years before that? Because of the love of God. What do you think you're drawn to? What are people drawn to? Think they're drawn to good teaching? Do you think they're drawn to good music? Do you think they're drawn to good programs? Do you think they're drawn to a bag of food? Do you think that? No, let me tell you. Man, when their heart starts getting affected, they're drawn to love. The love of God, which surpasses knowledge. That's why you guard your heart. God, I just pray now that, God, we turn to that heart that we have in us to instruct us in the night seasons. God, I thank you that your hand is truly upon our lives. God, greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world. God, we recognize today that with the Lordship of Jesus also comes the love of Christ, which surpasses any kind of human experiential knowledge that we've ever accumulated. God, I thank you for that. God, I praise you for that. God, I pray right now for people that are going through things in this house, in Skytook, watching on the internet right now. God, I pray for the dowelers right now in that church service they're going to have this morning in Malibu. And God, I thank you for power from on high in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for all our friends in ministry that have churches all over the country, all over the world. God, I thank you today for fresh revelation to hit those churches, hit those houses, hit those pastors, those staff people, those leaders. God, I thank you for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in this church. God, that the love of Christ is what's going to compel people, draw people, attract people. God, thank you for that. God, that take over my life, every life in here. Say this with me, will you? Father God, that your love, the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, take over my life. God, I thank you for fresh revelation of your word, of who you are, and what you're about. God, I thank you. There's healing in my hands. There is salvation on my lips. And I choose you today, God. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, whom I trust and I follow. I follow Jesus. I'm a follower of Christ, a follower of Jesus. And I've been set free from the law of sin and death. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.